For our GeoQuiz today, we head for the southernmost village in Iceland. This little village is about 100 or miles southeast of the capital Reykjavik. About 300 people live there at the edge of the Atlantic Ocean. The town also sits in the shadow of both a glacier and a volcano. Its beaches are covered with beautiful black volcanic sand. This Icelandic outpost is one of several far-flung settings for an environmental art project. It's called 350 Earth. In each place, artists are creating displays that are big enough to be seen from space. So, name the southernmost Icelandic town that's home to Atlantic puffins, black sandy beaches, and the Katla volcano. We're going to give you a minute to think it over because that's just the kind of people we are. Meanwhile, here's a little more on the 350 Earth Project. Artists are creating big visual art pieces in 20 locations around the world. The works are designed to coincide with the upcoming UN Climate Summit in Cancun. Environmentalist Bill McKibben came up with a big idea.
Look, we do everything we can to try and build this climate movement, and some of it's political and some of it's using art. My goal with this was to try and think of a way to remind human beings that we live on a planet. It is easy to forget that. This place looks cozy and familiar, but just like Venus or Mars or something, it's a planet, and the gaseous composition of its atmosphere determines what can happen here. So we wanted a way to back away from our Earth, showing us some sense of the scale of the problem that we're dealing with. Very big.
And 350 figures into not only the name, but also the figures in each art piece. Why 350 versus 365?
350 turns out to be, though we didn't know it until 3 years ago, the most important number on Earth, Lisa. It's what the scientists at places like NASA now tell us is the most carbon dioxide we can safely have in the atmosphere if we want a planet similar to the one on which civilization developed and to which life on Earth is adapted. That's strong language for scientists, and it's stronger still when you know that every single place in that world that you cover, the atmosphere holds 390 parts per million CO2 right now. We're too high. That's why the Arctic is melting. It's why Russia caught on fire this summer. It's why we need to get to work now.
350, that's the target. We're now at 390 parts per
parts per million. We're like the guy who went to the doctor and the doctor says, look, you're in the heart attack zone. You better get to work.
Okay, so I'm imagining that using art as a vehicle gives a visual to going from 390 to 350. I don't know how difficult it is to reduce parts per million.
It's hard as hell. We're going to have to rejigger the most central thing in our economy, the fact that we rely on fossil fuel. It won't happen fast. It won't happen at all, or so the scientists tell us, unless we get started soon, which is why we're thinking in every way we can of how to press this. Now, this is a beautiful and I think powerful different way to get some of this message across. So we'll be on snowfields, we'll be in lagoons that are rising, we'll be on deserts that are spreading. This Earth is suddenly in violent flux because of the carbon we're pouring into the atmosphere, and that's one of the things we want to get across.
Okay, Bill McKibben, thank you very much. We're going to talk to one of the artists now, but first let me say goodbye to you, and we appreciate your coming on the show with us.
Thank you so much.
We're going to talk now to artist Björge Olafsdottir, and she's going to create the image of a polar bear in Iceland.
It will be like a huge drawing, as big as a football field. Basically, it's all going to be photographed. We will fly over with a helicopter. So I'm actually going to draw the outline of the polar bear with tents.
Out of tents?
Yeah.
So how many tents are you going to use for the outline of a polar bear?
I don't know, maybe 400. So that it will be almost like a huge refugee camp. We're not going to fill it in. It's just going to be the outlines of the polar bear.
Okay, so what will you see on the inside?
So it's a black sand beach, volcanic sand beach, but we can't predict the weather. So it might be actually white, like there might be snow, or it might be black.
I see, because you're doing this on the edge of a glacier.
Yeah, we actually first thought of making it on the glacier, but then we were consulting the rescue team in Iceland, and they said it would be far too dangerous to, work on a glacier, because at this time of year, all the cracks are open.
And the glacier is where?
It's in the south coast of Iceland, in the town of Vík, which is a really beautiful town.
V-I-K, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Not an easy answer to get. What color are the tents?
They're going to be orange, so it doesn't matter if it's black or white.
Björgi, how many people is it going to take to install this exhibit?
I would estimate around 100, but the more the merrier.
The more the merrier. So this, you're going to have 400, roughly, tents in the shape of a polar bear. I guess enormous goes without saying. And why specifically the polar bear is the image?
Because we get refugee polar bears from Greenland. Basically, they are on the ice, and since the ice is melting, so they drift with drift ice from Greenland. So they end up here. You know, that's why I chose the polar bear.
Bjarke Olofsdottir, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And we've got a link to the 350 Earth Project, where they'll be posting photos of the big art at theworld.org.